I'm Chris Lawrence, and this is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. The spring-like patterns are starting to take shape on West Virginia's lakes and rivers, and the bass are really biting. We'll talk more about it right after this.
The answer is, they only work if you wear them. Yes, Jim?
What are life jackets?
Correct!
I'll stick with life jackets for 400.
They come in new lightweight styles, perfect for any boating activity. Jim?
What are life jackets?
Yes!
Life jackets for 600, please.
Emergencies on the water happen too fast to reach them if they are stowed. Darlene?
What are anchors?
No, I'm sorry. Jim?
What are life jackets?
Correct!
Be a winner. Boat smart. Boat safe. Wear it. This message brought to you by the National Safe Boating Council.
The next 6 to 7 weeks will be the best time of the year if you're hankering to catch a really big bass in West Virginia waters. Right now, the bass are staging in preparation for the spawn, a key time to catch them, and catch them at their heaviest weight of the year, according to biologist Kevin Yoakum.
Water temperatures are warming up. Those fish are coming off the winter. They're in their peak condition, largest size of the year. Fish are really feeding actively right now, bulking up, getting prepared to undergo the spawn, which generally takes place about in May in most waters here in West Virginia. So the fish are at their largest point. Water temperatures are warming up, and anglers have got a lot of cabin fever to expend.
The spawn for black bass is triggered with water temperatures in the 60 to 65 degree range. Yoakum says there are some differences in fishing pre-spawn and after the females are on the nest.
Pre-spawn, they're certainly in a more fishable pattern during the pre-spawn. The biggest advantage, of course, to fishing the spawn is the visual target. You can actually see those fish there on their beds or around in shallow water. That can also be very frustrating because those fish are notorious for not biting, very finicky behavior.
And those pre-spawn fish in our lakes and small impoundments are going to be suspended just off of a drop-off area prior to moving up into the shallows to lay their eggs.
What we call the staging areas. Those fish move out of deep water up into, let's say, 8 or 10 feet of water just off of the shallow flats and the shallow ledges that our reservoirs are pretty much noted for. I find those fish in anywhere from 8 to 15 feet in isolated cover, tree stumps. You'll find those fish kind of staging, preparing to move up when the water temperature warms, but they're also still actively feeding, so it's a great time to target those fish.
And Yoakum says there isn't a whole lot of difference between lakes and rivers when it comes to the spawn, although the rivers are a little harder to judge.
Water temperature is going to be a little bit different in the riverine system compared to the impoundments. But, again, that the same water temperature triggers the spawning activity. Fish are not quite as obvious in the rivers because of the moving current and so forth. You can certainly find them on the river's edge. Anywhere that there's a little bit of break from the current.
There's no better time to be on the water on the hunt for big bass in West Virginia. Schedule yourself some time to get out on your favorite lake or impoundment in the coming weeks and give it a try. I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Reports.